Rubber game between the Tigers and the Rockies. Trade rumors heating up again regarding Justin Verlander. Could this be his final start with the Tigers? If it is, he's going to go out with a bang. We pick it up top two.
The 0-1 is driven to center field. That ball is going to get down a base hit. Here comes McCann to score. And Justin Verlander with an RBI single gives the Tigers a 1-0 lead.
I believe that's his first big league RBI.
1-0 Tigers are in the third. 2-1, swinging a fly ball, left field, deep, going back, Parra looking up, and it's gone, a home run! Nick Castellanos at number 19, and the Tigers take a 2-0 lead in the third. Justin takes a long look in, LeMahieu waiting. 2-2, fastball, strike three. Whoa, what a perfect pitch to DJ LeMahieu. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Wow, slider at 87, sharply down and away from Arenado. Two on, two out, with 2-2. Swinging a high fly ball, left field, way back in left, and gone!
My goodness.
And the Tigers lead it 5-0.
Justin needed a nice quick inning. He's got two outs with five pitches.
The 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him on strikes. Powered him with the fastball in.
Tigers pick up the 6-2 win. In two career starts at Coors Field, the other coming in 2011, Justin Verlander is now 2-0 with a 1.20 ERA. The Tigers win for just the third time in their last 13 road games. Both teams are off on Thursday. Justin Verlander turned in six innings of one-run ball with nine strikeouts, and Nicklas Castellanos went deep as the Tigers took Wednesday's rubber game at Coors Field by a 6-2 score over the Rockies. Justin Verlander has made only two career starts at Coors Field, but he's been sensational in both. In those two starts, JV is 2-0 with a 1.20 ERA. Verlander spoke to the media following the Tigers' 6-2 win.
That was fun. You know, before the game, McCann told me to drive in more than I give up, and it'll be a good day. After the game, I said, well, I ended up tying, but... You know, it's fun, man, to be in my 12th year and to have a first is always pretty fun.
Those battles are important to you, aren't they? Just the competitive nature that exists within you.
Well, I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that just wants to go out there and be an American League pitcher that comes in the National League, even though I have been. It's just extremely hard to do. You know, I want to help the team win, you know, in any way that I can, whether it's to get a bunt down, which I was upset that I wasn't able to do. Later in the game, or come up with a big hit. What, you know, it's not about taking pride in being a good hitter. I know I'm not a good hitter. It's just, you know, about taking pride in trying to help the team win. It's almost impossible at this level to be a good hitter when you're in the American League. And, you know, there's a few guys that have had some success, but it's just difficult when you don't see a pitch for a full year.
Were you close to having the stuff that you had against the Dodgers in what was probably your best start of the year?
Not quite. I kind of, you know, the couple times that I ended the inning within a bat, you know, going back out there, was found myself pretty gassed, just trying to catch my wind, you know, just not used to being up here, but was able to get out of those innings, and would have liked to have gone deeper, but you know, our boys put some runs on the board, and you know, it's been a pretty grueling stretch of starts for me, just kind of letting it all hang out for a while. So you know, I think it was the right move for me not to come back out for the seventh.
It's unusual for you not to find your way to 100 pitches. Was it fatigue in the shoulder, upper back?
I guess you saw me on TV.
Yeah, we did.
just kind of like trap area, I guess, from hitting. You know, just there was kind of one of the things I've been focusing on hitting is kind of keeping my back elbow a little up, a little higher, and you know, up there at the plate. And it hasn't caused any issues during batting practice, but I get, you know, at the plate, really. You know, your whole body is just kind of tense, and you know, that's a place I've never really gotten sore before. But you know, I'll take it for an RBI.
Where'd you get tired, Justin? Where?
Just kind of like trap. Just yeah, it's.
You're not concerned about it?
No. It's just. I would call it irregular soreness, but it's not anything to do with pitching. You know, it's just not used to hitting, and probably the altitude, and a lot of things. You know, maybe a little dehydration. I don't know. Just a lot of things. Kind of, I can tell I'm a little dehydrated now. Putting on my shoes, my side tried to cramp on me. You know, it's just one of the things that, you know, it's hard. That's why it's hard to win here. You know, there's a lot of elements besides just pitching on the road that you have to pay attention to or overcome.
As hard as it is to win here, you've only pitched here twice, but you had a CG the last time of 6 years ago. I mean, it's not like you've you've had too much difficulty with this place. You've been able to master it. A proverbial small sample.
Yeah, very small sample.
But nonetheless, yeah.
You know, really the only difference between last one and this one, I feel like, was just a lot of foul balls. I feel like my stuff was good. I was able to get swings and misses and weak contact. Really only one hard hit ball all day and ended up leaving the yard. But, you know, other than that, it was the results that you're looking for. It was just, you know, look up after four innings, I'm at 75 pitches. And, you know, I asked McCann and Dubia, like, am I not attacking right now? And they're like, yeah, it's just, you know, you're generating a lot of foul balls. So, you know, again, that's kind of been something this year that's kind of held me back from the amount of innings I would like to throw. You know, overall, six innings, one run. We won the ball game.
No,
I'll take it.
Position, come up against you.
Yeah.
Fastball slider combo was really good all day. You backed. It seemed to those you backed a little bit down on curveballs. Is that because of the Denver stuff?
It's just kind of. That's, you know, it wasn't a game plan. It was just kind of a feedback thing. When I was out there on the mound, curveball was the hardest thing for me to feel like I could control, and it didn't quite have the bite that I wanted. And that's what Blackman ended up hitting out. I thought I could kind of sneak a strike there, 1-1, and having him not see it all day. Obviously that wasn't the case. But you know, you just kind of go with what's having success that day, and the fastball and slider were very good for me. So, you know, was just kind of sticking with what was having success.
The Tigers enjoy an off day on Thursday.